The letter was signed by Jim Jones, Dave LeRoy, Wayne Kidwell, and Tony Park. All but Park are Republicans. Collectively, they served the state as Attorney General from 1971 to 1991. In their letter, they say the bill sponsored by Republican Senator Scott Grow would largely nullify the legislative power the people reserved for their protection in 1912. That was the year Idaho voters approved two constitutional amendments, one to enable citizen initiatives, the other to enable citizen referendums. Grow's bill would increase the number of signatures needed to qualify a measure for the ballot. The current requirement is 6% of the number of registered voters in 18 of the state's 35 legislative districts. Grow is asking for at least 10% in each of 32 districts. The former attorneys general write, "The legislation would make it virtually impossible to qualify initiatives or referendums for the ballot. Its oppressive signature requirements likely would have prevented the Medicaid expansion initiative and most of the other state initiatives and referenda approved throughout its history." Grow's bill was approved by the full Senate last week, 18-17. The House State Affairs Committee approved it on Tuesday. The letter says if the legislature approves the bill, it will likely lead to a fight in the courts and/or to a statewide vote on the issue. It mentions at least two initiative petitions have been filed to challenge the bill should it pass during next year's statewide election. I'm Doug Nadvornik reporting.